Hey, it's Trey with Daddy Mojo, and let's talk Supercross.
Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
We had the chance to speak with Weston Pike. He is a Supercross driver for the Joe Gibbs Racing Team. It's a novice overview of Supercross because we've been to Supercross once or twice, loved it, but didn't really understand what's going on. Let's chat with Weston. He'll give us the broad overview of what is Supercross and why it's really incredibly family-friendly.
Because I've been to Supercross a couple of times, and what I liked about it is that it's incredibly family-friendly. It's also ridiculously entertaining. And for most people, you don't really need to know the fine aspects of what's happening to be entertained by it.
Mm-hmm.
So can you just give folks who haven't been an overview of what to expect when they go to Supercross? I know it's going to be in Atlanta on, March 3rd. But when they go to any Supercross event, what can they expect?
What you can expect is just obviously a bunch of, extreme racing, and well, it's being able to show up early and have, to be able to walk around and meet the riders and as well as Feld puts on an awesome show. For the fans to experience, everybody in the pits, and, they have activities, and they have just kind of a little bit of everything for people to check out and get the full factor of what's going on, really, for the races.
And that's the pit pass. The pit pass happens before each race, right? Before qualifying.
Yeah, so pretty much during our practice, when we're going back and forth out, the fans can come into the pits and pretty much check out every single thing we're doing. They get to see the bikes. They get to see the mechanics working on the bikes. They have a bit of a Monster Energy kind of show going on with, cars and Harleys and doing burnouts and kind of core stuff. And then as well as I know they do some other stuff with Feld as well on the pits to kind of just get some interaction going on with the fans and whatnot. Toyota has a simulation truck on a cart kind of thing, so you can kind of get in the truck and drive up and down on this kind of cool thing and do some different stuff. So there's quite a bit of things you can do and have some fun during the day, and then as well as you get to sit down at night and watch all of us race and do what we do.
And when qualifying, for example, when you're in Atlanta on March 3rd, practice and qualifying starts at noon, with the pit
yep.
party going from 12 to 6. So during the
yep.
qualifying, how does that work exactly? So all of the racers who are there may not race that night?
Exactly. So we have about an average of anywhere from 60 to 80 guys show up for each class. And so through our qualifying through the day, they only accept 40 riders from practice into the night. So
mm-hmm.
We go off time. So the top 40 fastest guys from practice that we time during the day, we transfer straight into our heat race for the night show. So it's only 40 guys get to go in, and that's kind of the rest of the guys get to pack up their stuff and head home.
And is the qualifying done by a heat, by a pack mentality, or it's by yourself?
So by yourself for the day stuff. So when we're out practicing and doing our qualifying time, that's just all off of individual fastest lap times, and that's how they bracket it into the 40 fastest. And then once they get the top 40 fastest and we go into the night show that starts at about 6:30, 7 o'clock, then we go into, we have two semis for each class. And then from each semi, they take 9 riders, and then those 9 riders advance from each semi into the main, and then we have an LCQ, which would be a last chance qualifier, and they take 4 from that into the main event, and then that's it for the night, and they take 22 riders.
And how is your recovery going? I know last year your season was cut short because of an injury. Tell me about the injury and how's the recovery going?
Yeah, I mean, my recovery's going, awesome. I can't be any happier to be out back racing and healthy. And, obviously my season got cut short last year with just a practice crash and a little mistake on my part. And I'm doing good. And, this year I'm able to get back out there and healthy, and I've been getting some really good finishes in the top 5 quite often. So it's been extremely well for me.
So there were some changes this year to the formats.
Yeah, so we so from last year to this year, the only thing that we changed was last year they had our heat race, where they would take four guys, and then those four guys from each heat. So there'd be two heats, four guys from each would go in, and then we'd have a semi. Then they'd take five from each semi, and they'd go straight to the main. And then they'd have one more LCQ where they would take, I believe, two or four. So there was a lot more racing going on last year versus this year. It's almost, you almost get quite a few laps less by doing just one heat race, and they take nine, and then an LCQ that takes four. So it's kind of a little bit less racing, but, I mean, that's pretty much the biggest format change for the remainder, unless we have three races this year, mm-hmm. which actually for Atlanta, we have a Triple Crown race, which is you qualify straight out of practice, and you don't, like, so whoever's in top 22 or 20 fastest from practice automatically goes to the main, and then they have a last chance race, which takes two or four, I believe, into the main, and then we have a format which is three races. So we pretty much have three main events that all goes for our points going in to the end of the round. So we have, I believe it's an 8 minute plus a lap, a 12 minute plus a lap, and 15 minutes plus a lap. So that's kind of a new thing this year from Feldman and they put together. So it's just kind of something a little different for us riders.
When you go from course to course, place to place, each course has its subtle differences. How do you as a driver, I guess, react and change to each course, I guess, the minutiae and the specificness of each track? Is it just by years of practice, or is there a trick to it?
You know, it comes with time. You know, obviously each track, you know, the dirt's different, so you're either adapting to the different dirt and the feel of the track. But, I mean, for the most of it, the jumps are majorly the same size from race to race. It just comes down to, yes, it's all, like, all of our jumps are pretty much, like, so you know when you go out and you hit a jump, so pretty much 90% of the time, each jump is going to be the same exact length, but obviously different obstacle, but pretty much the same length from race to race. So it's all pretty similar as of that point. So it's pretty much, it comes down to a dirt thing, you know, just getting used to the different dirt and getting your bike set up for that kind of thing.
Is there an area of the country who has better dirt or better courses that you prefer to race on?
You know, it's hard to say because it's so, like, California has some really good tracks, but then sometimes they're really dry. But then, you know, you get to the East Coast, and the East Coast has, you know, really good tacky dirt, which is
like clay.
You know, better. Yeah, it's like a clay, you know, so it's almost, you have a lot more traction and a lot more drive coming out of the turns and the jumps. So it's kind of really rider preference, but I mean, I've run up in California my whole life, so I kind of, mm-hmm. I kind of like that California style dirt, which is a little bit slick and a little bit tacky, so it's kind of a little bit of both.
And to any families that haven't been to Supercross before, what could you say to them as a driver and a longtime enthusiast of the sport yourself? What can you say to them to encourage them or make them curious about climbing?
Oh, I mean, I would recommend anybody, any family to come out and bring your kids or your wife and come out, and I guarantee you'll have a better time than, you know, going to most sports games out there. There's a lot more entertainment going on, you know, throughout the entire day and a lot of good, exciting action.
I would also add to that it's also a great value financially. It's very affordable for what you get when you consider how long you'll be there for. It's a great value.
Yeah, and exactly the same with that. You know, the tickets, you can get tickets anywhere from, you know, $30 to $100, depending on where you want to sit, and the amount of stuff that you can actually get out of your day is quite a lot more than what you can get going to any other, you know, sports activity out there.
And lastly, you're part of a team. You're part of the Joe Gibbs Racing team. So there are people who are on your team. Do they race with you, or are they different circuits? Like, when you're in Atlanta, they may be up in Massachusetts. How does that work?
No, so for my team, Joe Gibbs Racing, we have two 450 guys and four 250F guys, and it's broken. The 450 guys race the entire 17-round circuit, and the 250 guys, the East, we have an East and a West series for those guys, and they split the season in half. So one coast does eight races, the other coast does seven or eight. It's kind of split up that way, and that's kind of how it works. But all of our team people are racing
the same event at the same time. So there's no separate races going on for our riders.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.